From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. South Korea's foreign ministry says the country has seized a Hong Kong flagship that transferred oil to a North Korean vessel in international waters despite United Nations Security Council sanctions. This comes the same day a Chinese foreign ministry spokeswoman rejected allegations of any Chinese involvement in smuggling goods. That includes facilitating oil shipments to North Korea. Thursday, U.S. President Donald Trump said he was disappointed China would take part in an oil exchange with North Korea despite new UN sanctions. Huge crowds of Liberians gather at the party headquarters to celebrate George Weah's presidential win. Today, the former soccer star is set to be sworn in as Liberia's new president. Weah ran against Vice President Joseph Boakai and was very popular with young voters. Weah's victory represents Liberia's first peaceful and democratic transfer of power in more than 70 years. In Zimbabwe's capital of Harare, some residents are calling on the mayor to step down because of chronic bad tap water. Some parts of the capital city have gone for weeks or months with dry taps, while others complain of muddy, colored, and smelly drinking water. Residents directed their anger at Mayor Bernard Manyanyeni during a public meeting Friday.
From here, we're going to make an appointment to the local government minister. Since the mayor said his hands are tied, if we don't get any luck there, we go to the president's office. We'll go all the way until safe, clean water is coming out of our taps.
Some said they fear the situation will escalate unless Manyanyeni steps down. This is VOA News.